KO4 CEF Mobile.
Andrew, KM4 NAP.
Good morning, Ed. How are you? Sorry, I'm having to use Echo Link this morning because I didn't want to blow my antenna out the window and have it start leaking.
You're a little wet, but I'm here.
Having to bag everything today?
Unfortunately.
Is this just some regular rain, or is this from that tropical storm, or whatever they want to call it?
Tropical storm. Radar showed, hit and miss up to about now, and it's supposed to set in, and I think it's going to rain all day.
Glad I brought an umbrella.
Supposed to be high winds with it as well, so you might want to put a couple of bricks in your back pocket.
I hear you. Yeah, I think I can hold myself down pretty good. I've got a good base for gravity to grab a hold of.
Or TFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken.
See, the wind can't pick me up and blow me away, so it might knock me down and roll me like a basketball.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm the same way.
Real way, Ken.
Just a heavy mist.
Oh, I've had all night.
Scattered.
The good stuff will be in here now in a little bit.
I'm going to have to check the radar real quick, see what we got going on.
So far, I haven't had any high wind yet.
4WHM monitoring, Hartwell, Georgia.
Good KN4TFW.
How y'all doing? Staying dry?
There's rain up here right now.
Same we're getting here in Harwell. It's just off and on little raindrops, nothing major. It's, like I say, it's going to be a little while before it hits here.
Bad part is there's nothing showing on the radar if you look at it.
I guess it's light enough that it's not even showing rain, but like I said, it's just misting and a few raindrops. Ground's wet, but that's about it. No wind.
Been asleep.
And for the next one in turn, didn't want to get out of turn.
Fold and bag and tie these papers.
Bagging the paper's got to be aggravating, I would imagine.
It is.
And bags are as hard to get open as a Milo bag.
Problem is, I said, when my hands get wet, they won't stick to me.
Been one of them bags at the produce section.
Thanks.
Anybody heard if Patrick made it back with his new truck from Missouri?
Not yet.
Talked to him, it wasn't last night, night before last, I think it was. And he had made it back. I think he was just trying to get everything squared away. Mentioned some stuff he might need to do to it before he puts all his tools on it, but yeah, he definitely made it back. And was back at home, I guess that was Sunday night. Yeah, I think it was Sunday night.
Well, that's good. I know he's glad to have all this behind him and get set up again. It's been a crazy 6 months for him.
Yeah, roger that. Now he's in the home stretch and just got to get his truck put together, I guess, and get all of his tools put on.
Well, hopefully, since it's already logoed up like it's supposed to be in, hopefully it runs like it should. After driving it back, he'll be able to get going and have that extra 4 feet to fill up and not have to worry with that trailer anymore. I know he's tired of that.
Can everybody must still be asleep this morning. Ain't nobody know they're talking.
And realize, Mike, I got my windshield wipers on intermittent, and they speed up and slow down depending on the speed that you're going. When I stopped at a red light, they slowed way down. I didn't even realize it had that feature. KN4TFW.
And I'm headed to the house, KM4NAP.
Trying to get woke up so I can start the day in 4WHM.
Porchville.
That's my favorite spot, morning and evening.
Good Lord, people can't drive this morning. We might get any nice long break during July shutdown. I know Ed don't. He's got to bag them up all the time, but do y'all get any extra time off?
Yeah.
Friday off. Make it a 4-day weekend.
Andrew.
Say that again. KO4CEF Friday.
Plant was closing down for the 4th.
Yeah, we'll actually be closed down this Friday all the way till the 13th. We'll start back up. Yeah, they always utilize the shutdowns, either July or Christmas, for all the major construction activities that they've been saving all year long.
Made supervisors come in just because they could.
Dude, I'm just ready to turn the work phone off. Don't even worry about it beeping or dinging or ringing or nothing. Just get a break from it for a while.
Saying that, getting that break is good. I decided to take every Friday off in July as opposed to a week at the 4th. So I'm just going to spread mine out over all the weekends, all 5 weekends in July. Give that a try.
Hold on that schedule.
Oh, that don't sound too bad, getting 3-day weekends every weekend.
Forward to it. The having 3-day weekends for a month is pretty good, and good thing about it is they're giving me 4 of those days without having to take leave because of working during COVID. So a little comp time, so I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there while you're on the road. And hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one.
Cheers, Andrew. Be safe. Don't let the wind blow you away today.
Guys, have a good one. I'll be in my driveway in about 2 minutes. So y'all two catch up. Hopefully catch you in the morning. Y'all have a safe trip. Don't work too hard. So KM4NAP will be sending 7-3 and clear on y'all's final.
Have a good day. Tell Carol we said hey. KN4TFW.
3 is my friend. I'm glad you made it through the morning and got everything done. So have a good day, and we'll catch you again soon. This is M4WHM.
Hey.
Negative. My schedule's pretty clear. I just got a couple of meetings, and other than that, I'll be in the office. Get out and walk around some campus and check on things and do that this morning or ride around, depending on the weather. But nothing major. Gonna be a pretty easy day.
Yeah, and why not? I know we just got in, I think, 14 new computers. The IT guys got it set up. We don't really have a dedicated IT person, but the electrical guys got to do some stuff to them.
They're setting them up. I'd call them IT guys, too. Yeah, we got in, I think, 150. Something like that. Earlier in the summer, we're deploying and doing a few other projects, but luckily, I don't have to do that part of it. I just have to coordinate it.
Yeah, or I guess you got to get them partially set up, and then he gets them online, and then the other IT people take over from where, depending on the time of day, they may be over in Europe or something, and they work on them.
I understand that. We do similar. We get them set up and on the network, and then some of the guys back in the office remote into them and do all the final setup. We sort of do a double-pronged approach to it. That way we don't have somebody tied up for a couple hours with one PC. They just go in, set it up, get it on the network in about 15 minutes, and then the other guys in the office, they get into it and move the files around and get the user back going, and it works pretty good.
Get them all out of my office.
Going to our IT area, it's nothing but stacked computers on shelves, and they pull them off and put an image on them. We have a default image that has all the software and everything loaded. It just has to be configured, and they do that in the office, and then, like I said, they take them out, hook them up in about 15 minutes, and then it takes about another 15 minutes with the guys on the line, as long as everything works right. But, yeah, we got computers everywhere. You just have to walk through the maze.
Place to put them, it was climate controlled, wasn't going to be 100 degrees.
I understand that. We just moved our whole IT group from separate locations all together in an area with some space, so that was nice. They enjoy being all together. We got all of our client support, systems administrators, programmers, project managers, supervisors, the whole gamut. Everybody but me is in that area. I'm in the administrative area, and it's working out good.
I'm supposed to bring everybody back to work regular hours, I think, on the 12th at our company.
First is our target date for everybody at the university being back. No more telecommuting or working from home, things like that. And but in IT, we've been, I don't know that we ever got off. We've worked straight through. And we worked when everything was shut down. So that's why I get those few comp days to take off on Fridays. And so do all my guys. They're picking their days. It's not quite equal to the time everybody got off, but it's something, so we'll take it.
Didn't get time off and that, but they did give us 2 hours one day.
It's amazing how they'll let you work for 6 months and then, or 8 months, and then give you a day off or afternoon off and think it's covered, but At least we're getting 4 days out of it, so I can't complain. I got paid, never missed a paycheck, so. And the ones that got set at home, they never missed a paycheck, so I guess it's good for everybody.
Yeah, I got furloughed early on, what was it, last year, I guess, and that for about 4 months.
Yeah, that's no fun there. We got lucky. We had talked about furloughs and different things, but the state come in and said they're gonna pay all the state employees regardless. So we had online training they could do that they were supposed to be doing, but it wasn't monitored or anything. So some people got a nice long vacation. Others had to work, but in the end, like I said, everybody kept their job, everybody got paid, so I call it a success. It cost our department, just our department, $45 million whole COVID experience between loss of revenue and salaries to pay everybody while we were out not making any revenue. So I can't imagine what it is university-wide.
It's going to be several years before anything gets back to remotely close to the way it was. I know we're still having a lot of issues with getting parts and stuff like that. I ordered little tires for like our little golf carts and everything, and they've been taking about a week to get in, and now they're saying they won't ship until October.
Supply chain is broken. There's no doubt on that. And it's everything from just can't get the parts to don't have the labor to move them. We're seeing the same thing. Things we could order and have next day are back ordered, and it's ridiculous. That group of computers we got, we tried to order some more, and they're back ordered. They can't get all the parts for them. So, and yeah, it's going to take a couple of years to get back to some semblance of normal where you can just pick up the phone or go on the computer and order something and have plenty of people to do it.
For HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
Been here for a few minutes. I've been listening to y'all talk about the supply chain.
It's about you a few minutes ago, Patrick. Make sure you got back with your truck and everything going good for you, so I hope it is. Now that you got your truck and hopefully stopped, you're ready to rock and roll.
Truck, but it is not stocked yet. Having to fix a few minor little issues and then good cleaning, and then I'll start stocking it and be ready to run on the 12th. I'm taking next week off to do all that.
Good news. At least you got the truck and got it home, and hopefully no major issues. You can always have minor issues that need a little TLC and cleaning. So I know you're looking forward to getting all that done.
Looking forward to getting back in the truck. I'm excited about it. I look at it every morning when I pull out, thinking I can't wait.
It is 6 o'clock. That means it's time for me to go get going. So I got to be on the road here in about 30 minutes. So I have my shower, and all I got to do is finish getting dressed and get in the car. So it's been good to talk to y'all this morning, and glad you made it back safe, Patrick. I'll say 73, gentlemen, and I'll be clear on your final. Enjoy the conversation.
73's Bill. Good morning. Have a good day, and give me a shout when you get on the road. I should still be on the road, and take care out there.
Good talking to you this morning. Look forward to catching you again later this week. KN4 TFW. Did you weigh gas mileage?
I did. Truck got about 13.3 on the way back from Missouri.
And coming through the mountains.
Done really well. That's one of the things. One thing I got to address is getting an alignment done on it, and I got to get the tag for it still. So those are the things like that are what I got to finish up.
You don't want to have to be buying tires all the time.
And I found out with my other truck, they drive real funky with that air ride. It's like the back end never wants to stay in the road. I found out it was an alignment issue with the rear end was a major problem with it. So this one does the same thing. So I'll go ahead and take it down and have it fixed before I even start running with it.
All the weight out of it.
You want to wait till you have the weight in it. That way you get an accurate load and everything like that, how much weight's going to be on there. So I got to wait till I get that done. Then this weekend, dropped y'all yesterday. So far, can't complain. Get back. Looks like we're going to have a rainy week this week.
It's going to get worse as the week goes along. How long did it take you to get back from up north?
And it should have. The other guy I went with, we picked up a truck in St. Louis that he bought, and it wouldn't run but 65 miles an hour. So it took us a while to get back. I got back 3 a.m. Sunday morning, and we were in St. Louis after our flight at about 9:30 Saturday morning.
It would only run 65.
That's where the truck was governed at, and the one he got was a container, roll-off container truck, and it's made more for work. It's not normally getting out on the highway like that.
Well, to ride down the interstate on a long trip and watch everybody pass you.
Probably a good thing, because it was real windy up there, and both of us driving trucks that neither one of us are familiar with. And there was lots of road construction, lots of detours, and we were on some narrow two-lane bridges with the metal overframe, narrow, and I'm in a 102-inch wide truck. It was nerve-wracking there for at times.
The news this morning, they were trying to set us up for some gas shortages for the holiday.
Me. And I heard Tom say that Walmart in either Taylor's or Greer was out of fuel yesterday.
I saw something on Sunday. I forget where it was. I think it was one of those over in Taylor's. It was like the 7-Eleven that was all bagged out.
Wasn't it this time?
A lack of drivers and everybody going to be going everywhere for the, the 4th of July. They're just trying to cause panic and make mass buying so that there really is a shortage.
I tell you what, every truck stop we stopped at on the way back was slam-packed full of trucks. I mean, there was no parking.
Morning, there's a bunch of them on the road for sure.
Labor shortage in every field right now.
Where?
In every field. Sorry, I can't get choked up this morning for some reason.
Yeah, definitely in everything there's shortages, and that just is unbelievable, and it's going to take forever to get back.
What Kentucky's doing trying to get people to go back to work? $1,500 bonuses to go back to work.
My son-in-law, he's getting some kind of bonus there, and that after you've been there so long and that, you get your bonus. But it'd be iffy if he makes it that long.
Kentucky's also got a lottery for the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, you get entered in a drawing for $1 million.
Carolina had that. Just say anything. I never saw them pushing the flu vaccine this hard.
I don't know. It just tells me that there's a lot of people out there that doesn't trust the government anymore.
And I saw a little article, about, recalls and that on different things and that. And it's like, you had 27 deaths with the Pinto car and they recalled it. You had so many deaths with this and they recalled it, and now you got, tens of thousands of deaths with all these vaccines and it's still good to go.
You just don't know who to believe or what to believe anymore, and there's so much misinformation, it makes it really hard to research it for yourself.
And they're pushing it so hard and no matter what the cost is. And that, the human life and that, untested and everything, usually they test them for years. And that, they want you to have it for some reason. We just don't know the true reason yet.
To imagine what the true reason is.
That,
contact this weekend?
Have you up during contest hours?
You an amateur radio operator?
So bad that morning, and that I didn't even bother. And me and Susan, she got off at 2. That was before the party started and that. And so, you know, we just did some stuff, and we had to do some running around on Sunday, so we just enjoyed that.
Again, I would have done the same thing. I never turned mine on after I got home. So, again, I'm coming into my dead spot, and I know you got to be getting close to work, so I'm going to say 73 to you. KO4 8 kick. Have a great day.
Yeah, I just hit the gate just now. It's opening now, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe in the rain. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Take you almost that much time if you did it yourself. I would imagine, big truck like that.
It takes quite a while, especially as you get in there and clean all that polished aluminum and stainless on it.
I heard you say the gas mileage while I was getting ready was about 13.3 empty. How was the ride back?
The ride back was a little scary at times, let's just put it that way. It was real windy up there, and then they had some detours around road construction and accidents, and we'd get off on these little two-lane narrow roads and going across the rivers and these little narrow bridges, the old bridges with the metal cage over top of them. And here I am in a 102-inch wide truck that I've never driven before on a windy day. She's moving around a little bit.
You got it broke in good. Are you ready for anything now?
I'm like starting out with trial by fire. Get it done.
Get her done. No reason to back off.
That I was traveling with, the truck he purchased with a roll-off container truck, an old Mack, and it wouldn't run but 65 mile an hour, so we just took our time coming back and enjoyed the ride.
Nothing wrong with that. No reason to go any faster. All that'll do is eat up some of your gas mileage and make it a little more exciting if you have to hit the brakes.
Well, it was a real good trip. Got to see some pretty country. Just have a good experience.
How long did it take you to get back?
Well, we landed in St. Louis at 9:30 Saturday morning. Got an Uber over to pick his truck up. And we left there about lunchtime with his truck, and then we picked mine up about 2 hours later, and we got back about 3 o'clock Sunday morning.
No time then.
Kept steady pushing, just going and going and going. Then we'd stop every so often, get out and stretch your legs and get some fuel, and we stopped one time to eat.
The way I travel, when I go somewhere, I go. I don't dally, that's for sure.
Truck, it's got one of those trip monitors in it. It said the average speed was like 55 mile an hour on the way back. So I thought that was pretty good for everything we had went through.
Average, considering all the detours and back roads and everything else, and that turned out pretty good.
Ran flawlessly, so I'm excited about that.
And at least you got some mileage on it, you know, kind of how it's going to run and ride and everything, so I think having that trip was actually a good thing to let you know how it's going to act.
It let me know a lot about the truck. Like I said, I got a couple little minor issues that I'm going to address before I start filling the truck up. They're on the inside of the box, just cosmetic stuff to fix first. So, nothing major.
That's to be expected. I mean, it's not a, you know, brand new off the assembly line, so it's like everybody else, including us. It's got its little imperfections that need polishing, so you'll get it fixed up.
Last truck I bought was brand new, and when they delivered it, the side door wouldn't open. I had to have the side door taken off of it and fixed. It was almost a half inch out of square in the hole. So, I mean, yeah, they have problems right off the factory.
That's just a bad quality assurance issue there.
A bit of quality control would have went a long ways right there.
There. But I've bought new stuff that does the same thing, has little issues, and you have to fix them. And you just have to wonder what their QC policy is.
rooftop air conditioner. It never even got plugged up. It took me a little bit to figure out what was wrong with that one. And they had the wires tucked up in the ceiling, but never got plugged up. And it worked from the word go.
Yeah, having the wires plugged up in the ceiling ain't no good. I'm going up and down the hill, so I'm kind of having to talk on top of the hills. Hopefully you can copy me now.
Hey, you're starting to get a little scratch with you now. But that's okay.
Down a couple of pretty deep little hills the way I go to work, and I can't hardly get out any on those, but I'm back on level ground now, so I should be all right for a few more minutes.
Got a huge dead spot up here on my ride in and out of also. Go around the mountain where Round Cedar's heading. I guess you stay in the shadow of it or something and can't get the repeater good.
Places like that, it's just black holes.
I call it the black hole of Henderson County.
Well, Patrick, I know I'm getting to the end of the line, and I'm fixing to go down a big hill, so I'm going to stay 73. You have a great day, and hope everything goes well. This is M4WHM.
Great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you next go-around, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.